Let's have another word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we rejoice in the opportunity to come before you by means of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Holy Spirit. We praise you that we have your word to feast upon, to look into, to grow in. And we pray, Father, as we spend a few minutes of your time, that you would seal to our hearts those truths that you would have us know, but you would cast away all that comes from the flesh. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. We are studying together in the Gospel of John, verse by verse. And we began last week looking at the first two verses. I'll read them again. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And there were a couple of comments that came up that I just want to clean up as a little housekeeping as we continue forward. I felt like perhaps I was a little too flippant when I spoke of the Lord creating time for his purpose. This, of course, was his design purpose, and we rejoice in the fact that he's made us a part of this time, and we see it as a perfect part of his plan. The Lord started his clock at some point, which was the beginning, and we don't intend by that to say that his clock is Eastern Standard Time. The Lord, of course, has his own spiritual clock and his own method of timekeeping to which we're not privileged. We know, for instance, in the Old Testament, there were times that he apparently discarded the times that Israel was not worshiping in the temple. So we are in time, and it is his tool, and he created it as a beginning, and he will end it as an ending. The other thing was that we spoke about the world last week, and I felt like I had in my mind what I meant by that, but I wasn't. I don't think I did a very good job of conveying that to you. And since we're going to spend quite a bit of time in the Gospel of John, we'll be talking about the world going forward. I just want to take a few minutes to look at the world together with you. I am reading from the Authorized Version, and in it there are three words that are typically used in the King James as the word world in our English language. The first one is aeon, which means an age. So in Matthew 13:22, we read, he also that received seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world, the care of this age, the care of these times, and the deceitfulness of riches choke the world, and he becometh unfruitful. So one use of the world is just meaning this age. Another Greek word that's used for our word world is cosmos, which primarily means order or arrangement. It's an ordered system. And so we use the term in English, for the universe, the cosmos, because it was a ordered system, and they were very much in love with orderliness. They actually used in secular Greek at the time, they used cosmos occasionally just to mean something that was beautiful because it was so well ordered. And it's used frequently. We'll have a little bit more to say about cosmos later. It's used frequently. In John 3:17, we read, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." And this is the most common usage in our scripture of the word world. The ordered system to which the Lord refers, as I see it, is the religious system, the religious system without Christ. That's the world system. I will just use as an example that it's used of an ordered system that's not the religious system. In 1 Peter 3:3, when it's speaking of a woman, it says, "Whose adorning," and that's cosmos, "whose adorning, let it not be the outward adorning."